The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claves. The Gophers are 1-2 in conference play and 4-3 overall. Minnesota hosts Michigan on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, appreciate it. Thanks for having me. First off, I apologize. Coach isn't on the call. Him and Rebecca had some commitments this morning and thought he'd be done by now, and it's taken a little longer than expected. So, we're preparing, getting ready for a big game. Coming off an open week, we've been able to, again, go back and work on individual improvements and fundamentals and then get, it gives you a little extra time to work on a tough opponent to, like the University of Michigan. And Coach done a great job there. And, it'll be a good challenge for us. And we're looking forward to a great atmosphere and having fun on Halloween.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLife Media Group.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, I remember last year when you guys won the game in here, I think it was you quoted as saying that at the time you guys just had better players than Michigan did at the time. What has Harbaugh done with this roster in your estimation when you guys are watching film? Because it's a lot of the same guys. What has he done in your estimation to make some turnarounds here?
Well, you can definitely tell a commitment to the running game and defense. And I think that's what Michigan football has been for a long time. And everybody wants to try to go to the spread and score all these points, do all these things. And the coach just went back to what Michigan football is, a downhill running game, go for some big play action passes, but mainly move the chains. And, since basically the first game, I believe, after Utah, they've taken care of the ball. And when you take care of the football and you move the chains a lot, you don't play very much less defensive plays, and their defense has been aggressive and downhill. So a lot of it is just attitude and getting back to the Michigan basics.
When you watch these guys offensively up front, what's the difference, on film anyway, what's the difference between the offensive line that you watch now and the one that you prepared for last year?
A lot more double teams. I think that's the downhill running game, is they're doubling you a lot and not allowing the penetration. And then, the other thing is, I bet their fullback carries the ball more than any team in probably 10 years, again, that's just getting back to no negative plays. They don't get themselves in a bad situation. If you can stay out of negative plays and there's not very many people. Everybody talks about explosive plays on offense, and they want 20 and 30-yard plays, and they're just to the point to where, hey, we don't want any negative plays and keep the game manageable. And they've been able to do that and play well on special.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Our next question is from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Tracy. You guys are obviously pretty banged up last month or so. What did the bye week do for you guys, especially with some physical games coming up?
Yeah, we do. We've got a string of them here. And the bad thing is, we really haven't gotten a lot of people back yet. And we'll practice this afternoon. But Cody's still limited in what he can do at practice. So Bree and Body is back to practicing full speed. Alex Keith broke his hand in the warm-up versus Nebraska. And so defensively, we're still not where we need to be. And same thing on offense up front and offensive line. I wish, I know John Christensen is coming back and doing some things, and Joe is. But our center is still not back in there. We're still a little banged up, but I do think we'll be a little bit more fresh-legged, and we've had a chance to get some of the backup kids prepared a little bit better during the open week.
And do you think Body Calhoun is a go for this game?
I would say so. We practiced Sunday, and he practiced without limitation. So unless something happens here during the week that sets him back, he should be ready to go.
Great. Thanks a lot.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hey, Tracy. I just had a question a little bit about the Little Brown Jug, with this being a trophy rivalry game. How do you express the importance of that rivalry game? How does the coaching staff do that upon the players?
Well, one thing good about the Big Ten is there's all types of rivalry games, and they've been going on a long time, and this is a great one. Once you personally get your hands on Little Brown Jug and you have it around, it is one of the best traditions of college football. And so I know our fans, the kids, everybody associated with the university and the state was excited that we got to have it back here in Minnesota for a year. And because of that, I think our kids have seen how important it is. And, we'll fight awfully hard and do our best to keep it right here in the state of Michigan. But it will be a challenge. I mean, in the state of Minnesota, sorry about that. But it will definitely be a challenge.
Where is the jug right now?
It's up here in the offices. You know, we keep it on display up here in the offices, but, you know, you get – I don't know how many requests we've had through the year. I mean, it's got to be 100, you know, to have it at different events and people with their picture taken with it. And so it's just one of the neat things of college football. This just happens to be the University of Minnesota and the University of Michigan. And it's probably of the trophy games – I don't know this for a fact, but it's probably the one that we've had the least – amount of time here too at the University of Minnesota, so it had a little bit higher of importance, and it was a lot of fun to bring it back to the state of Minnesota. Now, like I say, we got to make sure we work hard to keep it here.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
All right, so obviously, you know, the first quarter hasn't been as successful for you guys on offense, only scoring 10 points. And knowing that Michigan is one of the top defenses in the FBS, what have you guys done in practices this week to try and, you know, change things up to get some points on the board early on Saturday?
Well, it comes back to, like I say, is we need to eliminate the negative plays and have third downs that are manageable. Those are things that we haven't done, you know, getting out of the gate, and it's taken us a little bit to get adjusted. So, you know, the main thing that we have been stressing here during the off week is, hey, we got to eliminate the negative plays to give us a chance to get some conversions on third downs, and then finishing blocks from the perimeter to in the box and all that. All of that will give us a couple more yards on each play and give us a better chance of getting to the third and shorts or getting the first down. So it's all about taking care of the ball and like I say, eliminating negative yardage plays is what's gotten us in trouble at the beginning of games.
Right. Thanks, Tracy.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from the lines of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Tracy, when you have a kid break his hand in warm-up, do you kind of figure the football gods are pretty angry?
You know, it's one of those things that you can't explain a lot of things that happen in this game. It challenges you in a lot of ways, but you just keep fighting and put the next one in there. And as long as they play hard, that's all you can do. But it put us in a bind. You know, the two things was he broke his hand in warm-up and Cody, we found out Thursday right before practice, wasn't going to be able to play. And so we had to juggle all our linebackers, too. So it's just injuries are a part of the game. And I didn't do a very good job of handling them in the way we practiced in that. So hopefully with this off week, we've had a chance to get some more guys, some more reps.
Do you know how exactly Alex did it?
He just throwing his hands in there, and he got it caught on a on a jersey, and I guess it bent his finger too far and broke a bone up in his upper hand, and it's one of them that has to be stabilized as soon as possible through a surgery. So it took him out, and then you know he's gonna be out. You know he's gonna have to club it up, and so it gives an opportunity to one more young guy.
There you go. Thanks, Tracy.
Sure.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Mark Sinder with Detroit Free Press.
Thank you.
Hey, I was kind of curious about, you talked about the importance of the jug to Minnesota. I mean, is it
with the Minnesota players on your team, does it mean something to them because maybe they've grown up kind of seeing it but not really seeing it?
No. There's people who talk about it all the time, and so it's extremely important to them. And we still have a good core of Minnesota kids on the team. And then, the other thing we do for all our rivalry games is we bring back a couple alums and that who've been a part of winning the Little Brown Jug or whatever trophy it is. And so our kids have great respect for it. And you can just tell having it around, too, when they go to events, being asked to take it with them. And so we know the importance of it. So I expect, we'll play well to try to keep it.
Who came back this week?
Hello?
No question, quick.
Yeah, I was just curious, who are the players who you had speak to the team this week?
We haven't had anybody come in yet. We do it towards the end of the week.
Gotcha. Thanks.
So as we get closer to game day, we bring them in as it gets closer to game day.
Great, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.